good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Cyrano Theater Company's production of Ten Chimneys by Jeffrey Hatcher, directed by David Edgecombe.
And to talk about it, we have actors Jerry McDonnell and Jamie Nelson. And what are you playing, Jamie?
I play Carl Setterholm. He's the half-brother of Alfred Lunt.
This play is about famous people.
Oh, correct, yes. The play is about more than just a company. It's a play within a play, some people say, but it's more of an insight into the lives of this most famous acting couple, Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne, who and how their relationship was so solidly based on their acting career. They are unique in one respect of all acting couples we've probably ever seen in our history, in the fact that from about 1928 to 1960, they were always on stage together. They never acted separately after that point. They were very innovative in the fact that Alfred Lunt had his first big hit in 1919, a play called Clarence. And it was so successful that he was one of the first ones to introduce how to act with your back to the audience, how to do overlapping dialogue. He's kind of the center of what modern theater is today. That play was so successful, they had 25 curtain calls. People could hardly get out of their seats. They ran 300 performances. And Lynn Fontanne at the time was actually in a show nearby. And reportedly, she was sneaking into the dressing room at the third act in his dressing room, so she'd be there ahead of Helen Hayes, who was also in love with him, as it was every other female in the cast. And that's kind of how their relationship started, and they eventually ended up getting married.
So this was the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie of their time.
I don't like that analogy at all because those people don't act together all the time.
No, that's correct.
And this is the unique thing about the Lunts that they did. Mm-hmm. And in fact, acting was so much their life. They weren't involved in saving children or anything. They were very effective during World War II, doing performances for the troops. But theater was their life. I mean, absolutely everything they did and it was their life. One of the lines in the play is so unique when Lynn is talking to Uta Hagen, who's another famous actress in this show. And she says, she asks Lynn about, what do you think about love? And Lynn says, there's no place I know Alfred better than the stage. And Uta asks, what about the rest of the time? And Fontanne replies, my dear, we're always on the stage.
So I understand that this play, Ten Chimneys, is about the Lunt and Fontanne couple preparing for The Seagull by Anton Chekhov. And they go back to their estate in Wisconsin called Ten Chimneys to prepare for that. And they are surrounded by all these other historical characters, one of which you play, Sidney Greenstreet. And how was it playing an historical character? How do you approach that?
Well, I first started looking at the old Sidney Greenstreet films, of course, because that's how everybody knows him. Little known fact is the fact that he didn't do his first screen role until he was 62 years old. Previous to that, he had almost 30 years of acting on the stage, and he played everything from Shakespeare to musical comedy. He wasn't bald. He wasn't that fat. when he got into the films, of course, he was that standard stock character he played for those 24 films he did do. And I tried to do some of the mannerisms of him at one point. I even tried to do some of the voice, and that didn't work too well. So it became kind of too hoarse for me. But I think just the lines of the play itself and just just the way he was and his relationship to his wife, which comes up in the play. That's how I approach this character.
Well, Jamie, this play is an historical play, of course, about historical characters and an historical time period. But it's also a play. What makes this play interesting? What's going to bring the audience in to see this play other than just coming to see a play about these historical characters?
Well, it's a very hilarious comedy. We've been just having a great time with it. One of the things we're getting from a lot of our friends is if we don't know the Lunts and we're not that familiar with Chekhov, are we still going to be able to enjoy it? Is it still going to be accessible? And it absolutely is, regardless of how much you know about these people or none whatsoever. There's very good comedy. It's a very touching story about the lives and all the relationships. And through the four scenes that the play takes place in, there's a very good character arc, especially with the final scene taking place 5 years after they had toured the show that they're rehearsing. And you really get a look back at how much this particular play meant to them and how much the characters have all evolved. And in that final scene, you get to see each and every character, how their lives have shaped up. And over those 5 years, World War II took place too. So everybody's been through a lot at that time. And you really get to see how much they've all meant to each other in retrospect, which is very nice.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Jerry McDonnell and Jamie Nelson talking about Cyrano's production of Ten Chimneys, which opens tonight.
Yes, it does open tonight. Yeah, Ten Chimneys, the set itself, is based on their estate in Wisconsin. This was a place that they spent every summer. They had a contract with what was that time called the Theater Guild of New York, where they toured all over the United States. But every summer, they did not do shows. That was the contract. And during that summer, it turned out to be, over that summer, many, many famous people came to be at Ten Chimneys. You know, Helen Hayes even came back. Noel Coward was a very famous friend of theirs. In fact, with them both from the beginning, before they even got married. And so that's what the setting is. The entire setting is in the garden of the Ten Chimneys.
Did Noel Coward, a character in the play?
No, he's not in the play. He's mentioned, but there's not a character in the play.
Who did the set for the show? Who designed the set?
Oh, Margaret Huey Lewis.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Another one of her wonderful designs. Mm-hmm. And Jamie, you play a character who's the brother of Alfred Lunt, so you're not well known. So you have a little more freedom, I guess, in how you approach that character, correct? Or
absolutely correct. There wasn't as much information on the internet. He wasn't as well known. He did tour a little bit, so he did get into acting, but he didn't embrace it quite as much as the rest of the family. He was certainly a talented individual. He became a hustler as a pool shark, and at one point he was actually the number 3 rated billiard player in the country. So he was very talented. He wasn't as respected by his brother for being a hustler, obviously. But there's a really nice moment with his sister where she's teasing him about that because he doesn't want to support his brother's pool sharking financially. He says, I don't really believe in paying somebody to convince people there's something they're not. And of course, the sister takes that as an opportunity to jab him for being an actor. Isn't that exactly what you do? So there's all kinds of fun banter back and forth there. But yeah, Carl is a very interesting character to play because he has to find his own talents without relating to the family as directly with the acting and writing and touring. But it's a very touching relationship that he has with his sister. His sister is the only full sibling that he has. Alfred is from a separate marriage, so we all share the same mother. But the father is from a different marriage in the two. So there's some interesting dynamics there, too, because Alfred was in a position much better off financially from his father than Louise and Carl were.
Mm-hmm. Who plays the Hunts?
The Lunts are played by Elizabeth Ware. She plays Lynn Fontaine, and Aaron Wiseman plays Alfred Lunt.
Oh, excellent.
And
excellent.
They just have outstanding chemistry. And David Edgecombe had not had the opportunity to work with Aaron Wiseman before. He's seen him a ton of times before and has always admired his work. And he's just delighted to finally be working with him.
Two classy actors for two classy parts.
Well, I could say one thing about Carl again is that I ran into a little tidbit about when we mentioned to play Clarence in 1919, which set Alfred Lunt onto his stardom status. And he had to learn how to play the saxophone in that show, and he didn't know how to play the saxophone. So he did. He got one up, and he boned up on it. And he went home back to Ten Chimneys, and he got Carl and his sister Louise, Carl on ukulele, and his sister Louise, who plays piano, which is alluded to in the play poorly. But I guess they jammed together. So, yes, I guess Alfred did kind of use Carl and Louise in a respect. And, you know, kind of treated them like second-class citizens, as alluded to several times in the play. And I think one of the lines in the play was, I treat Carl well. He let him drive the car or something. Like, what is that, Jamie?
His sister's giving him a hard time and says, you know, you're not his employer. And he says, well, what do you mean? And she says, well, you treat him like he's a chauffeur. And he says, I do not. I treat him like a brother who can drive a car.
Well, Jeffrey Hatcher is a wonderful playwright, and I know the language in this play has to be sharp and has to be very, very good. So it sounds like it's coming along very fine.
We could mention something about the film. You know, everybody's so filming. There was one film I ran into that there was a silent film called Blackbone that Albert Lunt made many, many years ago, which he actually was very of mixed feelings about it. And that was another thing about Albert Lunt. He was always displeased. He was very passionate about what he did. He was a perfectionist. He was always going, oh, I'm not doing it right. I can't get it. I can't get it, you know. But he did that film, and he was liked. But they were offered a film contract at one time in 1932 for $1 million to do two films. And Lynn Fontaine responded. She says, we can be bought, but we can't be bored. And they never did it. They did one film called The Guardian, however.
I'm sorry, but we're running out of time. This has been a fascinating conversation. And I want to thank you both for coming, Jerry McDonald and Jamie Nelson. And we're talking about Ten Chimneys, which opens tonight at Cyrano.
Welcome to Stage Talk, and thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to datebook49 on alaskapublic.org.
The Anchorage Senior Center will be presenting two evenings of one acts performed by the Anchorage Senior Center's Off the Rockers drama troupe on Sunday evening, May 6th and Tuesday, May 8th. Call 868-4913 for reservations.
And out in the Valley, an interactive dinner theater called Who Poisoned His Meatball continues at the First Presbyterian Church of Wasilla tonight and Saturdays at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased by calling 907-376-5053.
TBA presents Babes in Arms at APU's Grand Hall for two weekends, opening tonight at 7, with showtime Saturdays and Sundays at 3, and Friday and Saturdays at 7. For info, call 677-PLAY or go to TBA Theater website.
Once a year, Theater Company is presenting a staged reading of a new play written by local playwright Ann Redig. The play is called Project Petoskey, and will be read on Friday, May 11th, and Saturday, May the 12th at 7:30 p.m. in the Sidney Lawrence Theater. The reading will feature David Haynes, John Fraser, Richard Benavides, Dennis Jewell, and Ann Redig. Also, two more actors are needed. If you are interested, call Ann. Her number is 229-3356. And for tickets and more information at 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Announcing an unarmed stage combat class with an instructor, Stephen Hunt, Saturdays from 10 to 12, from May 19th through May 26th. Call 344-4713 or email actfamily@gci.net for more information and to register today.
And Anchorage Community Theater's production of Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure, will run through May the 20th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
It's opening night tonight at Cyrano's, where you can see Ten Chimneys. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.